Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, August the 2nd, 2021. And I apologize for not getting shows up. I've had some problems, anyway, deal with. But I have the honor this evening to have Chris and Lane on. And Chris, before the show is over, I want you to give out your address, because I'm asking people to contribute a couple hundred bucks to him. He needs it. Very desperately for surgery that is coming up, or whatever his doctor deal with problems he's got. But Chris, with that said, tell us what the scoop is for the day.
Oh, man. Great, fantastic news. The House of Representatives basically has had the lid blown off of it, and the Republicans in the House have made it known to Pelosi that they will no longer bow to her wishes to have to be vaccinated or to wear masks on the House floor. They let her know that she may be the head of the House of Representatives, but she's not a damn dictator, that they will not bow to her anymore, that they're not going to, that she's not God, and they're not going to sit down and shut up when they're told that they've had enough, of her and her mouth. Quote, this is the people's house, not yours, and you're not representing the people when you do this. You're representing yourself. We've had enough of it. The people have had enough of it. We're not taking it anymore. You don't have the right to fine us. We're not paying your fine. To hell with it.
Who was the ones that were saying this?
Every Republican on the House floor.
That's good.
I'll have to look that up. Who's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Elaine.
Elaine's gonna look it up, see who it was that led that.
Well, we know Nancy Pelosi's a piece of garbage, and quite frankly, I know how she got blackmailed, and it was a payment for that winery she has. It was paid to her husband as a payoff, and it was back in the early 2000 time frame is when she got it, and he got stock in Walt Disney as well later on for another something that she did. But anybody can go back and check her record and look at the refinery, or not refinery, but winery in Napa, California that her husband owns. And go back to that date and see what she was voting on at the time. It's simple mathematics.
That was Madison.
It's simple math. It's simple just to go back and look at what she was voting on at the time that she received her bribe. And there you got her, going for the New World Order. I mean,
Madison Cawthorn is the one that started it, that started the avalanche, and when the avalanche got started, the rest of the Republicans just kicked in and came down on top of her like a ton of bricks.
That's good. Now, what else has been going on this week that you've noticed?
Well, I think we might have possibly covered this in another broadcast, but in case the listeners don't know, if you follow MonkeyWorks, where they show the jet going, flying all over the world, the two airlines that MonkeyWorks have been following, one of them, which is Eastern Airlines, and the other one used to be America West, those tail numbers that MonkeyWorks have been following was owned by Eastern Airlines and America West. Well, Donald Trump purchased both of those airlines. idea. But I do know that that's who the tail numbers is registered to, because Stony Stone did some work on the dark web and found out who those tail numbers was registered to, and Donald Trump owns every plane that Monkey Works has been following.
Interesting. Now, I heard that Roy Potter, he's a former colonel, United States Army. He's up on YouTube. Roy Potter, R-O-Y-P-O-T-T-E-R. He has the evidence out there that the United States Army was behind the COVID virus. It's a biological chemical, is what it is. He's got the evidence up there, and the evidence showing that the U.S. Army was behind it, right out of their own documents. I wanted to put that out, because I meant to put his video up the other day and haven't had time. But I find that interesting. We got a biological hit is what we got on us. That they've done to the United States in different parts of the country, Chris.
Well, you know that this second variant and all this stuff that's going around is to try to get the whole country to mask up for one reason, ladies and gentlemen. For one reason and one reason only. Is because when all of this forensic audit information comes out, they're going to release Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And with everybody masked, they cannot tell who's who. So what do? They blame it on a bunch of Trump supporters. That's the whole reason why they want the whole country masked up.
Now, I've been hearing tons of numbers pertaining to the COVID virus. I mean, as far as the vaccination rate. And I know they're lying through their teeth because it's only about 40% of the population is even vaccinated, period. Nobody else wants it. And they're trying to say, 60, 70%. It keeps climbing, depending on who's on the TV putting out the disinformation for the New World Order. But I don't find it that way, and the death rate is huge among the people that have taken the shot. They haven't even gone back for the second shot, many of them, because they're just not around anymore. But the shot does blow your immune system out with protein, and it puts it in overdrive and blows you out in about 36 to 42 months, you're supposedly dead. Now, that's what the nurses are saying. That's what Dr. Tenpenny's saying. Ten, TENPENNEY.com, I think it is. And many of the other doctors that are out there on the forefront. And they're trying to silence them. Yeah,
they are.
But, Chris, now you got hit. You've been identified to having a slight variant of this COVID. Or they're saying that you had the after. Explain to us.
Okay. There is a after effect of having COVID, where you lose the taste of food in your mouth. Your food literally starts to taste like you're eating your own body weight. And for a long time, because of what I've had going on in my colon and my gut, I mistakenly thought that's what was going on with me. Well, this past weekend, I started to notice that the top of the roof of my mouth was all wet, and it had like this pus stuff in it that was kind of tasted, had this sickness taste to it, like a viral kind of thing going on. Well, I looked it up on the web and found out the name of it. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now, but apparently it's one of the after effects of having COVID. So I went to my doctor this morning my doctor simply prescribed for it a steroid shot and a very powerful prescription mouthwash, and that should get rid of it within 3 to 4 weeks. I should get all my taste back in my ability to taste my food again, because I haven't been able to taste food in probably 3-4 months at least.
Now, you need $100 because of a pill you got to have and all the other, to follow up on this and to get your treatment that you've got. So if anybody wants to donate to you, what's the address they can send it to?
The address is 2597 62nd Street, Port Arthur, Texas, 77640.
I give it out one more time, your address, so everybody can write it down.
2597 62nd Street, Port Arthur, Texas, 77640.
So somebody send him $100, please. He needs the money. I don't have it. Otherwise, I'd give it to him. Now, Chris, what else you got to report on that you've seen this week?
The other thing that I do have to report on, Dr. Mount dropped a broadcast 3 or 4 days ago, earlier in the week, that CNN actually posted an article. And he gave me the magazine at the time. I'll have to look up from his text message and see which one he got it from. But it was one of the major periodicals. CNN actually accidentally posted an article that Trump was still president of the United States.
Now, this is Dr. William Mount. You can find him on YouTube, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I've had him on my show before. I've been on his. Now, what else you heard? Anything?
Just that Biden right now is fighting our governor down here to, against, they're building this wall down here in Texas, folks. More and more the wall's going up every day, and Biden is fighting us tooth and nail, fighting all the states tooth and nail, but the states are not laying down. We're all doing exactly what I believe Donald Trump wanted us to do to begin with, which was to stand up for ourselves. And he knew that as long as he stayed in power, that it wasn't going to happen. Now, I can officially announce that on the 10th of August, Lindell's going to drop his evidence for the whole world to see. Going to drop everything he's got. And on the 11th, they're supposed to conduct the first test of the emergency broadcast system. Now, according to my buddy up in Dallas, who also has military general contact, they're telling him that as of right now, on the 19th, that's when the unless something changes, folks, that's when the military CBS over and start to broadcast all this stuff coming directly from the U.S. military as to what's really been going on in our government.
Now, you've seen several prophecies recently, two or three, whatever it has been. Tell us about those that people are claiming.
There's somebody that y'all need to follow. His name is Robin D. Bullock. And he has prophesied that he did it several days back, that Biden was given time to repent and come forward and admit that he had stolen this election. And if he didn't, it was going to cost him his life. And he got on television a couple of days ago and said, your time is up, your time has run out.
Now, he had one about Harris.
Yeah, he had one about Harris yesterday, said that she still has time, but unless she sides with the right people, she's next.
So she's toast. Now, is this the same one that put the prophecy out about the Congress and Senate in a huge part of Washington?
Yep.
Okay, tell us about that.
Said that basically what he said was that everybody in the Congress and Senate better make up their mind in a hurry as to what side they were going to take, and they better choose God's side, because there was going to be a sea of red in this country for God. But just like back in the days of Moses, once that Red Sea, once God got his people across, that Red Sea was going to close on top of them and drown them.
So, basically, Washington, D.C. could be cooked if this guy really had these prophecies. I mean, if he, you know, and I believe that people do have prophecies for various reasons. God does this. He shows people things.
Well,
he works through the Spirit with people that have the Holy Spirit. Now, prayer works. You know that, Chris. We've seen the hurricane move, you and me and Elaine praying. Prayer works. And I've been praying for asking God to bring them salvation or get them off my planet. Other people need to be doing the same thing, I think, be in agreement with me on it.
Remember this about prophets, though, Stu. Whenever a prophet is given something and they prophesy something come from God, if that prophet has come from God, if he gets up there and say, thus saith the Lord, and it's really God speaking through him, then that's exactly what's going to happen. And those people are walking on very, very, very dangerous ground at that point.
I hear you. I understand. And I'd like to see Washington, D.C. cleaned up. I'd like to see a lot of this evil off of my planet. I'm tired of it, quite frankly. I put up with this for 40 years, Chris, and it's too long. I'm just getting tired, worn out, and watching this whole bizarre situation. It gets worse every day. I was up at the gas station today getting some gas because the price of gas is starting to move up. So I decided I better grab some way. I got the money to get it. So anyway, I'm talking to somebody, and I had a long talk with him there at the gas station where we're pumping gas, and he's pumping gas, and I told him who I was. And a whole bit. And, oh, man, I'm going to look up your website and everything. But he sat there and told me, he said, the guns are coming out. He says, And this is an older guy. He was older than I was. He says, the guns are coming out. He says, I'm going to be standing up there defending this country. And he says, they don't have enough people to take us over. I said, you got that right. And he's against the COVID as far as the shots, against everything. Really patriotic, I thought. So he was talking about the guns. He had a gun in his pocket. We can carry concealed here in Missouri, by the way, as long as you don't have a felony and you got a driver's license. You can carry concealed without a permit. And they also, the governor, in case that people are unaware, the governor of Missouri and the legislators passed about 2 or 2.5 weeks ago, saying, maybe 3 weeks ago, saying that they can't come into Missouri, and if any law enforcement participates with going in to take someone's weapon from them, their guns, they will be fined up to $50,000, no longer have a job, and they won't get a job again in law enforcement in Missouri, period.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a good thing. The second was no forced vaccinations, and you're not going to go door to door asking people if they've been vaccinated. They can't do that in Missouri. So, if anybody lives in Missouri and sees any activity, report it to your governor. You got
now,
it. You got it. Go ahead, Chris.
I can pretty much guarantee you at this point, because of what I've seen on the internet and the different actual videos that I've seen, China is pushing a bunch of hot air, but basically right now, they're no longer a threat because Three Gorges Dam in China has burst, and China is completely and totally flooded. I mean, there were 18-wheelers floating down the river of the Gorges Dam. They were moving 18-wheeler tractor trailers, water moving 18-wheeler tractor trailers like there were paper.
I was unaware of this, but we've had flooding all over the planet lately, heavy. I mean, we had Germany, we've had France, Belgium. I mean, we've got a lot of things happening that look more biblical to me, signs of the end times, I think, Chris, because I think we're living in it. I think we got about 3 years or less before this planet's going to be taken out.
That depends on the people, Stu. It really depends on the people, because God say in the last days, I'll pour my spirit out on all flesh, and right now, we haven't seen that as of yet.
We haven't seen it real heavy, but I can see it. I can see it coming. I mean, you know, ever since the equinox, back in March, when it changed, it was, boy, I tell you, satanic attacks on me. I couldn't believe what was going on, and on you and others. And it's like, all of a sudden, hey, we rode the tide.
And another thing, all these prophets are prophesying that the United States will not fall, because it's not time for the United States to fall yet, because the United States right now is the number one place around the world to get the gospel out.
He's also been
prophesying that all of these fake pastors and preachers, these ones that have set up these ministries just to make money, are going to fall.
Well, they need to. I mean, there's the TV evangelists are jokes. They really are. They're jokes. And most of these churches, the preachers are jokes. Oh, come on up here and I'll pray for you and leave your donation on the way out the door. I don't need him to pray for me. People go to church to get others to pray for them. I found that to be pretty much true in a lot of the churches. Okay,
right.
They want to go out and commit their sin. They don't want to talk to God, so they go there to get prayer. answer, they try. That's just part of their game. But this is the human race. You got anything else, Dad?
Let me think. Just that, Dr. Mount said that he saw a broadcast last weekend on television where Trump landed in the presidential helicopter, and guess who was following behind him? The general carrying the football.
Now, this was on a broadcast?
Yeah.
What broadcast?
Television broadcast. I don't know, Stu. We'd have to call Dr. Mount to find that out.
Okay, you want to talk to him? Find out, and we'll do an update on it in the next few days.
Yeah. But he did say on his broadcast that the guy following behind Trump was the general that had the nuclear football in his hand.
Well, then something may have twisted all the way. Well,
yep.
We'll see. Do you want to end this with a prayer?
I sure would.
Go for it, buddy.
Lord, right now, I lift up everybody within the sound of our voice. I cover us all in the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. And I ask, Father God, that you cover us all in his precious blood and by his precious Holy Spirit, and that you continue to send his warring angel out there to do his wonderful, marvelous work, and that you continue, Lord, to bring these people to justice in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, by your blood, by your stripes, Father, I'm in agreement. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Elaine. Chris, give out your address one more time.
At 2597 62nd Street, Port Arthur, Texas, 77640. And anything y'all could send, I would appreciate it, because right now, I'm a man with cerebral palsy who's bedbound, whose intestines are completely stopped up. I've got to go in for surgery, and it's very important that all my expenses that Medicare and Medicaid won't cover be covered, and anything y'all could send, I would appreciate it.
Okay, Chris.
I love y'all.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Elaine. You two have a good evening. Hold on.